Goofs of the Nerd Table.
Hello and welcome to the weekly podcast that talks about anything and everything nerdy. If you are enjoying the podcast, then go give that subscribe button a tap. You can also give us a 5-star rating for being so nerdy. Also, if you can go onto our Instagram page and drop a follow, that would be fantastic. Just search Goofs of the Nerd Table. Hello everyone and welcome to part 2 of San Diego Comic-Con news. In the first part we had most of the news regarding Marvel's timeline with their MCU going through into Phase 5 and Phase 6. Just wanted to add some more news to that. We said that we didn't have Fantastic Four on the timeline when actually it is on the timeline. It's coming just before in the same phase as the Avengers 2 movies. So there will be a Fantastic Four in Phase 6. Now, the other thing that I'd like to mention about Phase 6 is they have just those three announcements. So we have Fantastic Four film coming out. As to what that will be, we do not know. We also have the Avengers, the Kang Dynasty film, which we mentioned in the last podcast. And we also have Avengers Secret War. Now, the two Avengers films are coming out in the same phase, so hopefully in the same year. But we do have a lot of gaps. So in the fall of 2024, we have a gap. Another one in same time in the fall of 2024. Then we have winter 2024. And then we have, apparently we have two things happening in the winter of 2024. Then we've got spring 2025. Two more events is happening. Avengers Kang Dynasty is happening in May, the 2nd of May 2025. Then we have two events happening in the summer of 2025. Then we have Avengers Secret Wars ending in 2025 on the November the 7th. So those are what we have so far in Phase 6. Now, like I said, there's a lot of gaps there, which, in my opinion, I think we are going to see something like the X-Men. We've had hints with Ms. Marvel saying that she has a mutation gene within her. I do have a theory myself about who else might had a mutant gene. I say had because that character, as far as we know, is not in the MCU anymore, and that's the Scarlet Witch. Now, some people may disagree with me on this little theory, but my belief is that the Scarlet Witch did have the mutant gene, which obviously in the comic books that was well known, but in the MCU it wasn't. They were classed as the enhanced, with her and a brother, and my theory is she had the mutant gene, and the Loki's scepter then released the mutant gene, like similar to what Deadpool went through. So she went through a traumatic time, which you could argue the point that maybe she had the mutant gene come out when there was the war happening in Sokovia when they were children, with Tony Stark's missile hitting their apartment block. Normally it is a traumatic moment in time that causes the mutant gene to come out. So one thing that you don't see is that Scarlet Witch's brother doesn't. We don't see him being shown to the Loki's scepter. You don't see that. So my theory is they both have the mutant gene, and the traumatic moment of Tony Stark's missile hitting their apartment block brought it out, but it was the Mind Stone, which was within Loki's scepter, that may have enhanced it more. That is my theory. You may want to argue with that case with me. That's fair enough. But, like I said, in Ms. Marvel, we had the hint of Ms. Marvel actually having the mutant gene, which we all, if you've watched the program, it has the little X-Men theme tune just pop out when that happened, which I found amazing. So I think Phase 6 has some form of the X-Men, if not the X-Men, being introduced into Phase 6, which would be fantastic. I've been wanting the X-Men to be coming to the MCU for a very long time, and obviously I was so excited when I saw Charles Xavier in Doctor Strange's Multiverse of Madness. So that is my theory. I'd like to see actually hear your thoughts on this, but we will find out. Other news that wasn't mentioned in our last part is about Daredevil Born Again. It's going to be an 18 episode season. That's right, you heard me, 18 episodes. So instead of the usual 6 or 8 that they've been coming out with, we are going to get 18, which is absolutely brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Daredevil has done so well in the previous season, but to hear that, fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. So, more news to come out of San Diego Comic-Con. Firstly, Dungeons and Dragons. I'm sure a lot of you have seen the trailer. Go find it on YouTube. It's absolutely amazing. You've got the likes of Chris Pine in there, and in my opinion, Chris Pine has always brought forward an amazing amazing film. So likes of Star Trek, the new Star Trek. A lot of people might disagree with me there, but I like the new Star Trek. Also in Wonder Woman, maybe not in the 1984 one, but Wonder Woman he was fantastic in. So he's going to be in Dungeons and Dragons among Honor Among Thieves. I'm so excited for that to come out. So that is upcoming March 2023. So we haven't got long for that. Also, we've got coming out soon in September, Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power. This does look exciting. And I believe it's coming out the 2nd of September. So not long now, just over a month. What I will say to you is, if you haven't got Amazon Prime and you are thinking of getting it for Lord of the Rings, the Power of the Rings of Power, get Amazon Prime soon to watch it, because at the back end of September, Amazon Prime is upping their price from $7.99 to $8.99 a month. So if you want to watch it, then get Amazon Prime sooner rather than later. So we've had a couple of trailers coming out for that. We've had an extended trailer, and we've had character posters as well of what's coming up. Now, this wasn't mentioned in the Marvel. Well, I think JC may have mentioned this, but we have got coming out in 2024, Spider-Man Freshman Year. And that's coming out in 2024, so we've got a couple of years yet. This is going to be a Disney Plus animated series, so it wasn't in the timeline. It wasn't in the timeline that they produced. So this cartoon, they're not including it in what's happening now. And the animated show will follow Peter Parker before the events of Captain America Civil War. So we're going to see, you know, some interesting takes on that. And I believe Charlie Cox will be involved, which is absolutely fantastic. So we're going to see Daredevil in the animated series, which is amazing. And there's other notable names like Paul F. Tompkins. He's in it as well. So what else? Another thing that wasn't mentioned in the Marvel Studios timeline is What If Season 2. That is going to be shown. It won't air. It's going to be shown on Disney Plus And it won't air until early 2023, so early next year. So we don't know when that is, you know, between January and April probably. But that is going to be coming out. And it's also been renewed for a third season, which is amazing. I mean, I loved the first season. It was absolutely fantastic. And just to see the what ifs, and interesting to see the characters come out of there, because I think they're testing the water with those characters. Now, another, there's so much Marvel news come out of San Diego, it's amazing. They've really cornered the market on this. The Marvel Studios X-Men 97. Now, if you're old like me, you will have loved the 90s version of the X-Men, the theme tune, the just the stories and everything. It's going to be fantastic. So you're going to have the old versions of the X-Men, the stuff likes of Rogue with her powers. You're going to have Jubilee in there. Wolverine won't be as such a big character as what he became, thanks to Hugh Jackman. But that will season one of that will be landing on Disney Plus for 2023. Again, with another Marvel, we have got I Am Groot. It gets its first trailer. I haven't personally watched the trailer yet. I can't wait to see it. But there's going to be a mini-series to show. It says here, don't expect a large-scale epic adventure, though. The series will consist of 5 short films, all computer-generated, featuring none other than Groot. I mean, who doesn't love Groot? Even people that aren't Marvel fans will love Groot. So, yes, he's getting 5 short films. I can see these being similar to Disney Pixar with their short films, but there's going to be 5 of them, which would be nice to see, with, because I'm pretty sure people like to see Groot growing up the way it has done. But yes, that's coming out. I'm non-stop with the Marvel stuff now, guys. Marvel Studios, where they're coming out with Marvel Zombies. I think the zombies really have taken a stronghold at the moment, and they, with the fans, they've loved it. And they made their first appearance in season one of What If, and we learned some new details about the upcoming series. So we found out who the humans are that they will be taking on the zombies, and one of those humans is none other than Shang-Chi. So yes, something to look forward to there. Then we get, coming out of Comic-Con, we get the news of Tales of Walking Dead. They get their first trailer. Again, I haven't seen the trailer for this. I'm pretty sure they'll be all on YouTube. Please, please go and have a look. I'm pretty sure it will be absolutely epic. We also get the final season of Walking Dead. Their new trailer came out at San Diego Comic-Con. Going to be sad that it's going to be the final season of Walking Dead, but it's been absolutely epic so far, as always. So yes, I can't wait for that. What else? Oh yes, the new trailer for Shazam: Fury of the Gods. I've seen the trailer. It takes follow suit of what Shazam was in the first film. I loved Shazam, the first film. I think it was fun. It was exciting. It was DC's take of the fun side, like Deadpool. You know, it was childish, but it was had serious notes to it. And it's going to follow suit on that, I see. Helen Mirren is in it, so you know how Helen Mirren is. She's a fantastic actress, and she has done some epic stuff. So to see her in the trailer, can't wait. Now that's the first DC we've mentioned there, which has been amazing to have. They're not on the scale of Marvel, but they have some good stuff. Next news was Viola Davis is returning to the DC Universe as Amanda Waller. She will be in the Black Adam film that will be coming out. Nice to see her coming back. I think she was a strong character in the Suicide Squad, the original Suicide Squad. I haven't watched the second one, I have to admit. Well, I kind of watched it, but I fell asleep. Okay, don't sue me. Now, another news is Keanu Reeves, Berserker, headed to Netflix. That's right, Berserker, based on the comic by Keanu Reeves and Matt Kint, I think his name, artist by Ron Gurney, will be headed to Netflix. So Netflix is pushing for a lot of stuff at the moment, some big live action movies. But with this one, there will both be a live action movie and anime, both in the same works. They did this with a couple of shows that they've got on Netflix. There's one that in my head, but I can't remember the name, but never mind. Next, we get Sandman. There you get the first trailer. Neil Gaiman's classic comic book series, The Sandman, is coming to Netflix in August. And during the show's panel at Comic-Con, we got to see a new trailer. It apparently had a lot of Easter eggs. I haven't seen it, I'm afraid. Sorry. So yes, that's coming out, which is going to be amazing. Then, something I'm excited for, John Wick 4, the first footage arrives. I'm looking forward to this next film. I've seen the trailer. It does look fantastic. It's drawing on a lot of characters that we've had previous, and he basically takes on the world, does John Wick. Whether he survives, we don't know. So yes, we've had a lot of Marvel news coming out. That has really cornered the San Diego Comic-Con, and in I think it was Hall H, jam-packed. It was you saw videos all over the internet of what's coming, and yeah, it's fantastic. So, to summarize, we in Phase 4 that we are in now, it is coming to an end with Marvel's Black Panther, and then it will be starting back up with Phase 5 next year. Like I said, Fantastic Four is in Phase 6, but there are a lot of empty spaces in there. Phase 5 is going to be started with Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania. New poster came out from that. I've got here saying MODOK and Bill Murray is in Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania. So much to come out, really is. So it's very exciting, guys. Very exciting. There is probably more news to come out from San Diego. I'm just looking through everything here. There's just so much to go through. But I hope you enjoyed all this update, all the updates that we've got from San Diego Comic-Con. For me personally, the most exciting stuff for me to see is the likes of Marvel's Secret Invasion, which is coming out early Phase 5, which should be early next year. That's coming on Disney Plus. That is, I think, is going to be my most exciting thing for me to see. Who knows? I'm gonna hopefully post the photo of all the upcoming Marvel shows and films on the timeline on our Instagram page. So just search Goops of the Nerd Table and it will be on there. So much to say, guys. So much to say, so much to see, and it's all exciting. Some things, I'll be interested to see how it goes. We've got the spin-off for example, the spin-off of from the Hawkeye series, which is Echo. I'm interested to see how that goes. Obviously, we have the reprise of Maya Lopez, slash, that's aka Echo, who was in, I would class as a baddie in Hawkeye. Turns out she was just trying to avenge the death of her father against the wrong person. So we'll see what happens. Vincent D'Onofrio will be back as the Kingpin, and Charlie Cox will show up as well as Daredevil. So again, exciting stuff for the Daredevil. It really is. I think when we saw him in Spider-Man No Way Home, it was absolutely amazing. Most exciting things I've mentioned, Loki season 2. Can't wait for that to come out. He really did smash it on Disney Plus. So interesting. Blade, again, another great film to come out. So I hope you liked this this second part of our San Diego Comic-Con news. Unfortunately, my friends couldn't make it to this one because it is in the middle of the week. But we will be back next week with something new, some new topics that of stuff that we love and can't get enough of. But once again, thank you for listening to this podcast. If you want, if you are enjoying our podcast and would like to show some support for us and help us keep going, we have a Patreon page. Just search for Goose of the Nerd Table. You can find a link on our Instagram page, as I mentioned. Just search Goofs of the Nerd Table and you'll find the link there showing to our many of our goofs who do live Twitch streams, as well as it links us to our Patreon page. There you can just sponsor us for a few quid, or if you want to see the video versions of these podcasts, then just spend a couple of quid more and you'll be able to see them. But once again, thank you for listening, and you'll be hearing from us next week. That was part two of the San Diego Comic-Con news. If you enjoyed this podcast, then please feel free to share it with your friends. We also have many more episodes for you to listen to. What would be amazing is if you can go to our Patreon page to make a donation. Just search Goose of the Nerd Table.